Dr. Gwen Show, inspiring entrepreneurs to live their passion.
Today on the show, we have Pamela Edwards and Michael White Ryan, who are founders of Language of Space, which is an innovative design firm which is specializing in accelerating business performance by intention design of workspace and residential environments. Now, Mike and Pam are experienced in helping businesses and people generate confident advantages for growth and transformation. And their expertise is in business advisory, in management profiling, in feng shui, and also event planning, among other things. Pam has had her mentorship since 1999. In ancient science of feng shui, and she has studied under highly respected masters. And Mike is a master practitioner, and he spends his time consulting globally and is very passionate about speaking to empower people in their businesses. So I'd like to welcome you both, Mike and Pam, to the Dr. Gwen Show.
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning. We're glad to be here.
Okay, we're glad to have you. And so, Mike and Pam, and I don't know, you can take turns, whichever one is going to address the question. I know there are a lot of our listeners out there who may be thinking, what is feng shui? Can you just briefly provide a description of what this is?
Okay, well, one thing that feng shui actually is not, it's not, a lot of people think it's about having a red door, placing wind chimes, or different items in your space to change your energy. That's really not what it's about. It's really about energy movement, colors, shapes, and forms, and how they are used to support people in their environment. How that change of the energy, being in alignment with nature, with the energy around you and creating compatibility, really makes a transformation in your life. Michael, I'll let you add to that.
Touching on it from a different angle, the whole world now has taken on this concept of energy and how energy can help the individual or the masses or help the world for that matter. We have positive thoughts, which is about energy. We eat organic foods, which is about putting energy into our body. What we're looking at is that spaces are alive with energy because we know that energy is everywhere. And that by making certain changes, you can increase the energetics of a space that now aligns itself with the people in that space and enhances whatever it is they choose to do in their individual lives. In the past, the whole world has, in some shape or form, has talked about metaphysics. Today, we talk about quantum science. What's really happened is metaphysics has just been changed to quantum science. They're one and the same thing. And we know that quantum science is really the concept of probability and possibility. So therefore, anything that's possible, once you have an alignment of energy that is in alignment with you, now changes that end result for your advantage, for your benefit, adds great value to people singularly and to communities at whole. It's a brilliant system. It's just been misunderstood.
Okay, awesome. So thank you for clarifying that. So now with our audience, the goal of our show is to help people to not only realize what their passions are or whatever their goals are that they want to achieve, that they think they were born to achieve, but also to help them to discover what those are and to move forward. They are wanting to move ahead, wanting to step out there and step into their passion, to live whatever their passion is. That's our audience that we're speaking to. So how does feng shui help them to do this?
Feng shui, well, one of the key things about feng shui is really where your place of business is, whether it's in a retail or commercial area or in your home. It's about how you are situated in that space and how that space connects to the external environment so that you are constantly fed energetically. So the alignment of, and the layout of your office, your structure, how things are put into position makes a big difference in how you are capable of functioning, because your space influences your behavior, your thinking, the actions that you take. And as a result of those actions are the results that happen for us in our lives. So where you place your desk, where you position yourself in alignment to the doorway, how that space around you is collecting that energy to serve you makes a huge difference in the results that you're getting.
Okay, and I know there are a lot of us never even thought of the placement of our desk or the arrangement of our room being so instrumental in affecting what we do. But I hear you saying that just the layout of your space can really affect, and I don't know if I'd be taking this too far along, but what I'm hearing you say is the layout of our space can affect our success, basically. Is that so?
It definitely has an influence upon it. It's unfortunate. We as human beings move into buildings or structures that are already built that have nothing to do with who we are and how we function. In other words, if the window is over on this wall and the doorway is on that wall, then whatever we do, we rearrange it to suit the building. But the building was never designed for us. It was just designed out of practicality. And so therefore we squeeze ourselves into these spaces wherever they may be and wonder why some people it becomes a benefit and for some people it doesn't work. You know, look at the communities in America today. We see that they're going bankrupt. We see buildings that are empty, people leaving their homes, and everybody's blaming the recession. What about the fact that it was all bad design in the first place and didn't allow us to grow or to achieve those things that we tried to achieve, either in business or personal? If you look at sometimes when we're doing home shows and people come up and bring their plans to us, we can look at the house and see they're going to end up in divorce just by the fact that it's a bad design. In other words, if the food I eat changes the health of my body and the thoughts that I think changes the health of my mind, then obviously when I step inside a structure, the health of that building will affect my health physically and emotionally. It's time we start to understand this. This is extremely powerful, and it's cutting-edge thinking on how we function and how architects design our buildings and what the effects of those are. And it's unfortunate that no one has taken the time to even consider this idea in the past.
Right.
But it's right here and now.
Right. Okay, so that's really enlightening. So I do have a follow-up question on that, because I'm sure, as with myself, some listeners may be thinking, okay, so we buy a house, for example. The architecture is set already. Are we pretty much stuck with what we have, or can we work with the space that we have to create the right kind of energy flow? And if the answer is yes, how do we know when we have achieved that? Is it possible to do this without even training? Is there some trigger in our body that helps to know whether the energy flow is in sync with what we should be feeling or having?
Okay. I'm going to answer this question in a different way.
Okay.
Because a lot of people assume, now let's say there are a lot of people assume that feng shui is a do-it-yourself technique or it's common sense, and I've heard this from many different people.
Uh-huh.
When we choose a partner because we think it's a great fit, doesn't necessarily mean that we're not going to end up in a divorce. So therefore, the same thing happens in a house. I can choose a house I like, but the saboteur, which is hiding inside of me, which I am unconscious of, which most of us are aware of today, that we have saboteurs, will choose a house that doesn't allow me to grow and function the way that I want to. In other words, I'm going to set myself up and have a problem either in business or in a relationship just because that's the way that my life is. Unless I know how to change that, then I'm just going on my own knowledge. And we already know my own knowledge has benefits in it and it has flaws in it. When you contact someone who has experience about how to rearrange a home, and that may change a wall, that may change the door, it may just mean colors, it may be shifting people into different bedrooms, who knows? Every case is individual, but once you get someone who understands what that alignment of energy means between the house and the people inside the house, you can increase the result. Some cases you can't. The people are just not a good fit for that particular house. It just doesn't work. And we've seen this time and time again.
Very interesting.
Now, Gwen, one thing I was going to say is a lot of people, when they are making changes in their life and they are becoming more aware, they want a different outcome for themselves, that's when they start searching for alternative solutions. And the work that we do, a lot of times those people are attracted to us because they know they're in that time of change now, and they no longer are happy with the results they're getting or feel comfortable in their own space. And they want to know why. And that's why we can come in and we can explain why that space is influencing them in a certain way. For them, then the light bulb goes off because they then understand what kind of changes they need to make in their life at that moment in time.
Right. So you brought it right around to where I was actually headed, which is really good. It would appear as though then that the arrangement of our space really also influenced, I would even dare say, what we do in our career life. It influences how we do it. Is that correct?
Not only in your career life, it influences the way that you relate to the people around you at work, and the way that we relate to one another at home in the family.
Absolutely.
So when you design a housing estate that isn't in alignment with the people in it, then you have a housing estate where you don't have a community that functions together as a community. Isn't that interesting?
Right. And so we all know that if things are typically not right at home, then it tend also not to be right in our businesses. And so it affects us there. I know that you guys also work with individuals on a personal level. So let's transition to the surroundings, to the individuals.
Just before you start, Gwen, most people don't realize that feng shui is about the individual. They still think it's about moving furniture, and it's something to do with the home. Now we're talking about another side of what feng shui is, because feng shui was designed about our entire lives, not just one part of it. So therefore,
absolutely,
it had to include the way that humans function and how they think and who they are as individuals.
That is perfect. Mike, you've led right into where the question was going to go. So why don't you expand on that a little bit and help our audience to understand in what ways feng shui works with individuals.
At any moment in time, there are probable outcomes for us in our lives, and that is based on timing. So what we do is when we look at the people that we're working with, we look at the exact time that they were born, because that creates a roadmap for who they are and what kind of dynamics are going on in their life. Then what we do is we look at how time now, today, is influencing what their possibilities are for them in their life, how they're behaving, where the imbalances are. And based on the knowledge that we have learned from these metaphysics, this quantum science, and various masters, it really links all of that information together, because the forces from nature are not just about the space we're living in, it's about the space of who we are. And so that science really envelops all different factions of that. So when we're looking at the individual, those types of information are also being decoded and telling us a story about who they are and what their capabilities are. And what we do is we then go in and we help them to understand their behavioral blockages. And it's so interesting, when behavioral blockages are unearthed, somehow something magically begins to happen to that person. things that were no longer working for them in their life begin to change. Like, for example, we had a client that was trying to sell a house for an entire year and not a single person made an offer. After doing this process with us, energy shifted within himself. 2 weeks later, he had an offer and his house was sold.
Wonderful. So what can you give for our listeners? Something that is a good takeaway that they could begin to process, something that they could use right now that would help them on their path to not only self-discovery, but also finding whatever their passion is.
It's an interesting factor. I was just talking to some business people about this. One of our greatest difficulties, we believe in the Western world that our choice is the exact thing that we need to do. The difficulty with that is if the choice doesn't work, then maybe we need to look at what works as opposed to having our own personal choice. So first of all, we have to remove ourselves from the situation. In other words, take ourselves away from what our beliefs are limiting us, how our existing beliefs limit the reasons why we can't see in order to move forward. We can't see the blockages, so choice becomes, powerful as it is, sometimes stands in our way. If I wish to move ahead in business, then I need to be looking at what's working as opposed to that which I like. Just because I like eating bread every day doesn't mean to say it's going to be good for my health.
Right.
So therefore, if I want to improve my health, I have to look at those likes that I'm making at this moment. The next thing is become aware of what divine grace is giving to me. In other words, what is the world, what opportunities are the world showing me? Because there's no doubt that whatever challenge faces me, when I overcome that challenge, I evolve as a human being. I evolve into understanding more about what is good for me in my life, and I improve my life. I raise my vibration, I raise my energy, I raise my frequency so that life becomes easier. If I don't face those challenges, I'm still sitting on the sofa. I haven't decided to take action and make changes in my life. If you don't know anything about feng shui, and I can't recommend a lot of the books because a lot of the books are basically a basic level of understanding. But if I have a home or an apartment, whether I own it or not, and rearrange my furniture or go and clean it, that change will automatically create an opportunity for me. Feng shui is about creating opportunities. Those opportunities will be different for every individual. For some it'll mean money, for some it'll mean relationships, for some it'll mean better health, for some it'll be business.
Right.
The idea is that when I create a change in my life, there will be an equal change coming to me from somewhere, somehow. And that change is necessary for me to evolve, to move forward, so that I can overcome any blocks that I have in my life. That's the essence of feng shui. It is there to help human beings move forward so that they can reap greater benefits and greater value in their individual personal life.
And Glenn, I'll just tag one short little thing on that. Just be aware that your space is alive, it's breathing, it's part of who you are. Treat it with respect. Open your eyes. Go into your space and open your eyes with a new awareness and see. Your body may already be telling you what's working and not working on a certain level. And that will instigate potentially some changes that you can make in your space just to get the energy to shift at least some.
Very good. So, Pam and Mike, I know there may be listeners who would want to get in touch with you guys and follow up a little bit more to learn about your services and what you can do to help them. So would you mind sharing your website and contact information for our listeners?
Okay. Our website is languageofspace.com. You can also go on Facebook. We also have Language of Space on Facebook where we write very often ideas and things we share to help people move forward.
Yeah.
We have blogs. We have all kinds of ways. email Pamela at languagesofspace or Michael at languagesofspace.com. And our phone number is 323-816-9028. And those will be the easiest ways to get a hold of us.
Okay. And so it is languageofspace.com, Pamela at languageofspace.com, and Michael at languageofspace.com. Thank you so much for sharing. And before we leave, do you have one parting word, one bit of advice, something that you could leave with our listeners that could get them thinking and moving in the right direction for this week?
Whatever it is that you may have heard about feng shui in the past is probably not true. There are very few people who practice the essence of what it truly is. It was designed to help humans move forward in their own personal quest. It is that after spending many, many, many years being involved with it, it is one of the most powerful systems on the planet today to help people understand who they are and to help them in either business or relationships, whether it be health, wealth, money, whatever it may be. Finding someone who can help you, and there are plenty of feng shui practitioners who are willing to help you and advise you on where to go or what to do or how to make some changes in your home. If you feel lost, though, just make some changes in your own home. Make sure that your doorways are open. In other words, that there's nothing blocking them. Don't have the plants and the trees stuck in front of them. Make sure there's no walls on the other side. Walk through your house and see whether it's constricted. If it's constricted, change the furniture around in the room so that it moves much more freely. Open the house up so that the energy from the front door can go right into the back of the home. Change your bedroom around. Change the colors, the clothes that you wear, whatever. Look up on the internet to see if you can find information that may help you. There are many different things that one can do to advance ourselves forward. Remember, you are the most important, awesome person on the planet. And everything here was designed to support you in your growth.
Thank you so much, Pam and Mike, for joining us. And thanks to our listeners for joining us also. This is the Dr. Gwen Show, inspiring entrepreneurs to live their passions.